Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Sarah.
Says, hi, Ben and Nathan. I just recently graduated with a 4.14 LSAC GPA. That was a 3.94 UGPA from an American undergrad. Wow, so someone whose GPA actually went up. So what's that mean? That means that her school gives A pluses, probably, but does not give 4.3 at their school for those A pluses. So she got some A pluses and LSAT counts those, even though her school did not.
Yeah.
Could be other things as well, but that's a pretty big, you know, that's 0.2 of a point. She's getting her LSAC GPA is 0.2 of a point higher than her UGPA on her transcript. Odds are that's what's going on.
Okay.
And I feel confident that I can score in the 170s on the LSAT. Yeah, your grades indicate you probably can. However, as an international student, I am worried that most law schools are hesitant about accepting international students, probably due to international students not being able to easily get clerkships. Well, that can't be the case. That can't matter that much. What percentage of students even do clerkships?
I don't know, but it's very small and it's not even, and at some schools, non-existent.
And why would they care? Sarah continues, Cornell has a page. Oh, wait, this might be a note from Eric. Cornell has a page about this that includes a recording of a panel discussion on clerkships for international JDs. Non-citizens generally can't clerk for federal judges in the continental United States. Federal clerkships outside the continental U.S., Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, are still on the table, as are state court clerkships.
I'm trying to figure out why the federal clerkships outside the continental U.S. are more lenient.
Because there's a lot of people who live outside the, or who are not U.S. citizens who live in those places.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they have a more, it's interesting. I thought it would be like a federal policy, so they wouldn't be able to choose, but okay.
Yeah, that is weird. Anyway, I've looked at the 509 reports from various schools, and I'm wondering how to view the number of enrolled international students. It's nearly impossible to know how many international students applied and how many were rejected. UCLA only had 11 international students enrolled in their 1L class, but we don't know how many other international students those 11 applicants were competing against and how many more got accepted but decided to go someplace else. I'm hoping that being a U.S. resident for over a decade and having a GPA from an American institution will alleviate these law schools' worries, but I'm worried that the issue of being unable to certain job opportunities, there's a missing word there, will hurt my chances of admission. You know what's going to alleviate the law schools' worries?
Your LSAT score.
Yeah, the fucking scoreboard. Like 4.14 and a 170 something, you're going to get great offers from all over the place. I don't care where you're from. You're worrying, you know, this is one of those type A, like A plus, right? She's got A pluses on her transcript. So yeah. Sarah is a type A plus person, which we get a lot of here and tend to make pretty successful lawyers because they're going to be always ultra well prepared. But Sarah, you're suffering from some anxiety here that is just wholly unnecessary, unhelpful, probably misguided. You do not need to worry about this in the slightest. You have any advice for Sarah beyond that?
No, go focus on your LSAT score. There's no ban on international students by any means.
No.
And so you just have to apply broadly. Follow the same advice. Don't get distracted.
Yeah. And I just, the truth is that there aren't very many people applying to go to law school internationally. Why would you? There's not a ton of good reasons to do that, or it's a very difficult step for people, right? I mean, a big reason why there aren't very many international students at UCLA is because there aren't that many great candidates. UCLA is a top 14 law school, right? Or sometimes. And so they have real high LSAT and GPA expectations. There just aren't that many international students, period. Most people don't move. Most people stay local. It's like there's not a lot of people from other countries who are applying. Like how about our students, Ben? I mean, we know like what percentages our students and listeners are. It's like 90% US, 8% Canada, 2% everything else.
Yeah.
And the Canadian listeners and the students are mostly applying to go to law school in Canada.
Yep.
The US students are all applying to go to law school in US. We got 2% of our listening audience or our classroom audience from out of the country. Well, okay, that's probably what 11 is probably like pretty close to 2% of UCLA's class, I would guess.
Yeah.
Right? There's language barriers that prevent people from doing that. That's a big reason, I think, why there aren't very many international students in the top levels. But you've got amazing grades and you're going to have, it sounds like, an amazing LSAT. Those are the things that really move the needle.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.